Mohawk Nation News, House Indians versus Field Warriors audio, September 22nd, 2021. The election computers won again, using up money, stopping Parliament. Parliament closed for a year during COVID. Candidates are not to be trusted. They all want to keep things going the way they are. Another 4 years of resource extraction from Turtle Island. During the campaign, none dared to mention the biggest secret of the Queen, the horrific unmarked graves of the murdered Native children. Their true allegiance is to maintain their power. How do the Natives that voted feel now? They gave up the fight and joined the oppressors against us. Not coincidental is appointing Inuit Mary Simon as Governor General to stand for the crown. None talked about the orange shirts. She was the cleaning lady, sweeping it under the carpet forever. The Canadian public has already forgotten about that. The settlers did all the murdering and benefited. The rulers want us to continue suffering. By 2024, they hope we won't exist as Ogwehunwe, the original people of Turtle Island, that we will all be assimilated into the body politic of the colony of Canada by the stroke of Mary's pen. They will never become a country because we will always be here as creation intended. They all campaigned for Gananja. We are not shareholders of the corporation of the government of Canada. We original Ogwehunwe were never mentioned. They represent only the incorporated Métis, Inuit, and First Nations. The House Indians who work for the government are not mentally Rodinosuneunwe. They work to extinguish us according to the Indian Lands Act of October 25, 1924. Their mind has been genocided. Some even sit in Parliament to exterminate us. They love their white masters and being their pet dog. They have huge salaries, better houses, cars, and vacations than their families. They might get a pat on the head and a bone if they obey. Like Jody, who got kicked down the basement stairs by Trudeau, where are they going to stay if they don't bark and cower, bad dog? When the master gets sick, they hold the master's hand until he gets better, like a good dog should. A few favorites on the res have all the businesses and jobs. They look like cardboard cutouts of their masters, wearing ties, three-piece suits, ribbon shirts with bolo ties, and a Métis sash for the good government Indian photos. The master even puts on a headdress and poses with them. None can get a real job where they do nothing. The only jobs are smoke and pot shops or the band council. Their mind is always on the next fixed election, where the corporation is allowed another 4 years of unimpeded resource extraction of our wealth. 99% of the true Indigenous refuse to take part in this exercise. They want a $40 to $50 an hour job with all the benefits, which works out to $65 an hour. 2% of the people vote. When the master's country is on fire, the House Indians run out and try to put it out. Back on the res, in the trenches, we are stabbed in the back and blacklisted. Kayenderet Goa must be reasserted over all Turtle Island. In the meantime, we burn tobacco and wear that, quote, original homeland security fighting terrorism since 1492 t-shirt to reinstate our true Ogwehunwe jurisdiction on our homeland. The field warriors are the sovereigns. We are given dirty water to drink, toxic waste is dumped on our front door, and we get leftovers so we can get sick and die. We have survived through the harshest economic sanctions of any people on earth. Every time we try to make money in their fake economy, we are arrested. We can't work for ourselves. The government wants taxes and have numerous penalties for not having a GST or some other number or colonial ID. We get pretend invoices and threats. They have the most stringent economic sanctions since 1924 that when we were put on the reserves. They beat and threatened us from morning to night. We despise the master. The puppets love their master. The Uncle Tomahawks are well paid and trained to keep us in line, passive, peaceful, nonviolent. It's like being sent to the Indian Affairs dentist, getting our teeth pulled with no painkiller. They want us to feel the pain, so we suffer and say nothing, because Indian Affairs pays for it from our Indian Trust Fund. The Great Peace tells us not to fight until you die, but to fight until you win. The Gayanadeh Goa Great Peace philosophy teaches us to never suffer the enemies. We learn to be intelligent, courteous, and respectful of others. When someone puts his hand on us, we defend ourselves. The white masters tried to kill the Gayanadeh Goa Great Peace to make us into sheep. The band and tribal puppets are traitors. The Uncle Toms mimic the white monster. And Indian and Inuit women are being made prominent celebrities with fake prestige and influence, appointed by the government to speak for us without our consent. The field warriors have no voice on mainstream media. Those who criticize them are unknown, unheard of idols. The sellout, local band, tribal leaders falsely speak for the grassroots at every turn. They help keep us in the res mentality of hopelessness and helplessness. Any Ogwehunwe, true native, rising up must be approved by the rulers, otherwise they are punished and blacklisted for opposing the white masters. When the unmarked graves of our children were found, they jumped up and took over the agenda to help Ganajian squatters forget about it. A revolution is coming, making the corporate power structure of systemic injustice, racism, and hatred concerned. The brown steamroller of peace is on its way. The field warriors have no leaders to buy off and control. The state's Indian puppets are ordered to cool us down. Historically, 1% of the people can wake up the 99%. The puppets are ordered to not fight each other, but make it look like they are cooperating with us. They get the top position in the movement and get the grassroots to fight each other using 51% majority rules. The appointed leaders raise funds in our name, which we never see. The chairman is a prominent House Indian, and the backroom co-chairman, we never see, communicates with the government and gets the money. Top public relations experts put the mainstream media at their disposal. Corporate civil rights organizations join the movement. Invited to join the revolution are priests, rabbis, old white preachers, labor, Catholics, Jews, liberals, and Protestants, who march at the front pretending to be with the people, but they steer the revolution. When you have strong, hot, brown coffee, you put cream in it to weaken it. It becomes a white drink and cools down. It woke you up one time, and now it puts you to sleep. It's called infiltration. We grassroots are hot and uncompromising. The white monsters act like they love natives and fool a lot of us. The public don't see what's genuinely going on. They use the ancient Roman tactic of bread and circus to pacify the people. They hope we field natives are controlled so tight that we are told where to come, how to stop, what sign to carry, what to say. The Indian leaders get the award for best supporting cast. Then they are told to get out of town by sundown and lay low until the master calls them back. Just like a dog listening to his master. The band councils love this song about dogs. Woke up this morning. My dog was dead. Someone disliked him and shot him through the head. Woke up this morning. My cat had died. I know I'll miss her. Sat down and cried. Came home this evening. My hog was gone. People here don't like me. I think I'll soon move on. Now something's happened that would make a saint frown. I turned my back and my house burnt down. Yawakoa.